Phase 4 of Governor Baker's reopening plan begins on Monday. It means indoor public gatherings of up to 100 people will now be permitted, up from just 25. Stadiums, arenas, and ballparks will also be allowed to open at reduced capacity. Even as more people get vaccinated, the plan is prompting many to ask, is it too much, too soon? We asked the same question to Dr. Jorge Fleischer, an infectious disease expert and physician of internal medicine in Boston. Dr. Fleischer told us he approves of the governor's reopening plan.
Since the beginning, I'm really proud that he has, based on science and the numbers, decided when to do what. I know it's tough for kids not to go to school. They need to go to school to develop such as skills. I know that people in the economy are suffering. So based on the numbers I was able to review in the Department of Health page, it makes perfect sense. And we're working on a really strong vaccination program.
Other scientists around the country have expressed concern that the coronavirus variants that we're seeing popping up might be causing a bigger problem than we know at this moment. Are you concerned about another surge like some places are seeing right now?
There's always a chance that new variants will emerge and will spread. But I think that what we're doing now, running and trying to build a strong vaccination program, because the more people you vaccinate, the more immunity you form in the community and less chances actually to get new variants. We saw like the data from Johnson & Johnson that they were able to protect people against the new variants. But I think the most important to remember is as long as we keep with the program of wearing masks and social distancing, that has shown again and again that that would protect against any single variant. So if we continue with vaccination, wearing masks all the time, social distancing, I'm hopeful that we're not going to have any problems with new variants.
Are you concerned that people will take the message that we're reopening, that we're going to phase four, as a message that they don't have to social distance, that they don't have to wear masks anymore, that they're going to be more relaxed about that as individuals? Or do you think that it's become such the norm, social distancing and mask wearing, that will continue?
I think it's the latter, and that's also the reason why I'm here talking to you, and I think it's everyone's responsibility to educate the public. The vaccine will help for them not to get sick, but that doesn't mean that they cannot get the virus in their upper airway, and they could potentially transmit that virus to others. So even if we get the vaccine, we need to wear masks, we need to continue social distancing, and at some point, we're going to go back to normal, but we just need a little bit more time to get where we need to get.
On vaccinations, the governor aims to vaccinate just over 4 million of Massachusetts' 6.9 million residents before the 4th of July. Does that sound feasible to you, given the rate of vaccinations right now?
I think as long as we continue to get the vaccine from the federal government, as long as the big companies keep producing the vaccines they promised, I think it is possible. If we vaccinate around 70% of adults in Massachusetts, 70% of people immunize 2 to 4 weeks before the goal of July 4th, I think we're going to be able to get to what is called herd immunity.
One last question, if I might. Do you see this pandemic winding down, or do you see it becoming a yearly thing that we have to deal with, much like the flu? You know, we take the shot each year.
This is a different virus compared to the influenza. If you remember, the data for influenza is effective anywhere between 20 to 40%, depending on the year. The industry and especially scientists have worked really hard in this vaccine, and no one expected to have a success rate in the vaccination about 90 or 80%. So my hope is that maybe for a few years, this is going to require maybe a booster, but I don't see it to become anything like influenza. And at some point, we're going to be able to eradicate, that's my hope, this virus, and we're going to be able to return to normalcy soon.
Well, I'm sure everybody hopes you're right, Dr. Fleischer.
I pray for that every day.
Dr. Jorge Fleischer, infectious disease expert and physician of internal medicine in Boston, thank you very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it, doctor.
Thank you. My pleasure.